I see the Syrian destabilization as coming gradually now to an end. I think we can observe that across the Arab world, that we've come to the moment more or less where we did in 1848 with the European revolutions of those years. You're reaching a point where the revolutions or destabilizations or insurrections are beginning to ebb, and I think that has happened in Syria. And we have to stress that Syria was always one of the more anemic, one of the weaker destabilization efforts, because there was never a significant military faction that was able to that was interested in turning away from the Assad government, and the middle class of Syria, because of the, I think, successful policies of Assad in economically strengthening the middle class, they have not shown very much interest in going into the streets for these empty slogans about formal democracy, which are the stock and trade of the destabilization. Well, remember that this is largely artificial in the sense that we've had this celebrated case of the gay girl in Damascus, this famous blog, which turns out to have been written by two Americans, one of them a woman working for the American Friends Service Committee, which has been accused certainly over decades of being connected to the CIA or being a vehicle for the CIA. Their Gay Girl in Damascus blog was made into the coverage by the New York Times, The Guardian, and many other news organizations, certainly Al Jazeera, and it turned out to be a complete fabrication. And I think you really have to look at the images you see about Syria and look at them with tremendous skepticism, because in many cases these are certainly fabricated, and there's been this element of artificiality from the beginning. Let me add, though, that I think the international importance of Syria is great. It's very large. If the Syrian government were to fall to a color revolution or a destabilization or a civil war of the kind that the U.S. is pushing, you would immediately have Hezbollah in Lebanon totally isolated. They would be deprived of their strategic depth and their logistical backup. Iran would lose its only significant ally in the region, among the larger governments at least. And we have to remember, there is a Russian naval station at Tartus on the Mediterranean coast, which gives the Russian Navy a foothold in the Mediterranean and allows the Russian Navy to operate there. So these would be very big strategic stakes that are involved with Syria. But if Syria were to fall, that would then lead perhaps to a new round, maybe later this year or in the coming spring, a second attempt at overthrowing all these governments, which otherwise I don't think is going to happen. So Syria, along with Libya right now, are the areas where the future of the governments of the Middle East is being decided. It should be obvious to anyone that the entire destabilization of Syria is an armed insurrection that starts in the peripheral cities. It starts in the cities that are located along the borders, be it the Jordanian border or the Turkish border or the area that adjoins the Iraqi Kurdish entity, where the U.S. essentially is in command there too. So that's where it started. And then we had the armed insurrection really starting in those places. And then the usual use of the social media, the Facebook, the Twitter, but especially the ultimate cynicism of this Gay Girl in Damascus blog, which I think has opened up a window into the methods that are being used all over the Arab world to manipulate people and to goad them into these abortive rebellions. The Gay Girl, of course, turned out to be an American marginal academic, and his wife, she had been working for the American Friends Service Committee. This is a group that has been accused again for decades of being somehow in league with the CIA. So we can imagine that the Gay Girl in Damascus was essentially a product of the Western intelligence services. But this then became the basis for serious coverage in the mainstream newspapers and in international cable television news channels. And at the end, it's a complete fabrication, a complete fraud. When you see film footage, news film, that seems to represent or is alleged to represent a rebellion going on in Syria, I think you have to take several big steps back and ask yourself, what am I being shown and what guarantee is there of this? Sometimes when you watch these things, they'll say, we received this from a cell phone camera somewhere in Syria. Naturally, we can't verify what it is. Well, maybe that's good reason to discount it completely, because it could be a complete fraud.